Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Panthers down 2-0. Bowen right to the rim. Beats Mass to the bucket. Lays it up and ties the game to 2.
Yeah, Mass picked up Bowen Bourne in transition. Big mismatch, and Bowen read it, took him all the way to the basket for 2.
Screen. Bourne pulls up. Tight jumper. Right side. 3-ball. Knock it down. The free throw line runs over tight, and we're coming back the other way on the offensive foul. James pumping. James got it up over Mass. Rolls it home over the front of the rim. Betts patient. Got it to go for his first bucket. Set up tight and inside. James takes the 3 and buries it. Little confidence for James Betts. He's 2 of 3 from the floor. It's a one-point game. Lose a little arm to make a little room. Ball tapped away. Good read by Titan to create that steal. Panthers have the turnover. Near the front of the rim, guarded by Leon. Pump fakes once, twice. Goes nice. Up and in. 2 of the top 5 shot blockers in the league surrounding him. And Titan finishes softly with the left hand. Down the lane. Duax rises. Knocks it down. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Little fade for Duax. Good answering bucket. Down 6. Henry to a back cutting Duax to the rim. He'll dunk it home. Duax, he'll attack. Inside pass. And a jump stop again. Got it off glass and in. Michael Duax, big time bucket to 8 points. Panthers down 5. Found Henry inside, but it was knocked away late by Duax. Starting to drive on Hannah. Picked up by him. Trey, pull up, contested. 2-point jumper, and he buries it. High degree of difficulty for Trey Campbell, but he got it to go, and it's a 6-point game again. Bourne winding his way around a couple of screens. Step back 3, put it up. Knock it down again. 3 in a row for Bo. And the Panthers pull back closest all half. 3-point game, 42-39. Back on James Betts, poked away, loose ball. Ball on the floor, dives, got it to Betts. Panther ball down 3. 18 for Ball, one possession game. He's clapping, he's calling for the Purple fans who are outnumbered, but they're loud right now. Full throat as the Panthers are on defense. Bourne crossing over on Tavanine, it got to the rim. He was bumped, put it in. There was a lot of contact there and no whistle, but Bowen got it to go to a 1-point game again. And Campbell back to Wolf, straight away, 3 ball up. Lando rolls it home. Big one, tie game, 46 apiece with 13 minutes to go. Titan on the wing with it. He'll drive baseline, Titan put it up and in over Rick Mass.
Looking for a foul too, but that was a nice isolation play for Titan Anderson.
To Bourne, Bourne step back, 3 ball right side, got it. Bow to the lead, 51-50, back out in front.
Something that coach has talked about with this team all year is, no matter how we've been playing, we've always come to the gym, come to the games ready to play basketball and compete. And, you know, we expected that when we made the trip down here. And I thought our guys did a tremendous job yesterday and again today. When you play good teams, it's going to come down to a possession here and there. And, you know, Bradley was able to make more plays than we were. But in terms of, you know, our expectations were to come down here and do what we did the last couple of days and hopefully keep, you know, be playing longer. But ran up against a good team that was able to execute, you know, late in the game and, you know, just fell a little short.
Bowen Bourne, 34 points in this game after 23 yesterday. You know, everybody inside the program knows just how much he's been battling through just to go out there and play, much less at that high of a level. How impressive has it been to see him go about his business and finish things off this year with a performance like that to help keep this team in it?
Yeah, you know, Bowen, you know, he wants the ball. He wants to be the guy that makes plays for himself or for others. You know, you get this time of year, everybody's trying to deal with something. You know, I don't any good player in the country is dealing with stuff, and it's how you respond and how, you know, you know how mentally tough you are, and obviously Bowen, and you know, was ready to go this weekend, and it says a lot about him as a his mental toughness, his makeup, how important it is that he does the best job he can to for this team. And sometimes it's scoring the basketball, sometimes it's his leadership. His is the voice that's the loudest in our locker room and on the floor. And, you know, he wanted us to play more basketball. And, you know, so just really proud of kind of, you know, how he went about his business the last couple days in practice and was, you know, obviously our leader.
Second half, Panthers did a much better job on the defensive side. Obviously, Rank Mast got his in the first half. What did you like about the adjustments you guys were able to make and go out there and play a better defensive second half against that team as a whole against Bradley in half number 2?
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, in the first half, you hold them to 40% from the field. They had 7 offensive rebounds, and 2 of them were on free throw, missed free throw blockout. So I thought in the first half our defense was really good against a very good offensive team. Obviously, Mass had 20. He made 3 threes, which he's capable of, but he had made 3 threes and a half this year. So, you know, really in the first half, we thought we'd be in a little bit better position if we would have rebounded the ball a little bit better. Now, we got to give them credit because that's what they do. They rebound the basketball. They do it against everybody. But possession here or there, you know, they shot 40% and got 7 extra possessions. So, if we would, you know, for the most part, I thought we did a really nice job. Second half, you know, they made a concerted effort to go inside to Mast and Henry, who are loads, you know, and they shot a little bit higher percentage, got to the free throw line a little bit. But, you know, overall, you know, I thought, you know, to hold them to 7 made threes in the game, holding the 43%, you know, I thought for the most part our guys did a really nice job. Would have liked to have done a little bit better job on the glass and a couple key moments if it was in the first half or, you know, later in the second half. Henry got a big one late. And, you know, so defensively, you know, I thought we did a nice job. You know, against a team like this, it's going to come down to your willingness to battle, you know, defend not only early in the shot clock but late. You know, a lot of late shot clock type plays. And, you know, overall, other than a couple breakdowns, I really thought our guys competed.
You look at this team, and you've been down here to a number of these tournaments right alongside Coach Jake, and how valuable is experience like this? I know you wanted to keep playing and do more this year, but for all of these guys coming back, how valuable has this two-day stretch been, this two-game stretch been, bringing them down here and getting this experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially for, you know, those the three youngest guys that had never been down here before, right, and played. So, you know, Trey, Michael, Landon, I think kind of got an eye-opening experience to what this is all about, how exciting it is. Ege as well. So, you know, anytime you can, you know, tournament basketball, you want to play, you want to have those experiences, you want to try to pile up some wins and learn from those. And my guess is after, you know, all these guys take a little bit of time off, you know, games like this against Bradley in this type of atmosphere is what's going to motivate them. You know, all spring and summer and getting us into the season. But, you know, for a lot of these guys, you know, they've been asked to do a lot at a young age. And, you know, I think they've done a tremendous job. And having guys like Bowen and Titan as our leaders have really helped. But you know, obviously we're very excited about the future. We have to get better, as you know, there's areas we got to get better in. There's no doubt. But what we were able to take from this weekend, from the season, hopefully that can help us and motivate us to be the best version of ourselves.
And then finally, Coach Jake has talked a lot about what a enjoyable group this has been to coach, not just on the floor. Obviously you want them to work hard and they've done that, but off the floor too. For you, what's made this an enjoyable season, an enjoyable bunch to be around day in, day out throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, I think I think when things aren't going well, it's easy to hang your head or point fingers or, you know, not have a great attitude. I will say that with this group, it's never been about that. It's always been about the team. You know, if we're not playing well, it's because we aren't playing well. And nobody's gonna say anything about anybody else. It's not about themselves. They, you know, this group, more times than not, are going to come in the gym with a smile on their face. They've got good attitudes. They love each other. They really do. They love playing with each other. They get along well. So, you know, just and that's not easy. You know, you get off to the start that we did, having to learn on the fly with some of these young guys. You know, that's not every team is going to stick together. So very proud of that and kind of how they fought all year. And you know, we're very happy that we have the group that we have, and with some work and, you know, obviously adding some young guys with the recruiting class, we're excited about our future. But like I said, after a couple weeks off, we're going to get to work, and you know, get better and get ready for next year.
All right, Coach, plenty to look forward to. Thanks for the time. As always, we'll talk to you again.
Yep, take care.